Welcome to the Edge of Reality. Where's your edge? Give it up for your host, Allie.
Good evening, everyone. It is Thursday night, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific, and that means we are live, the Edge of Reality, here on the NDB Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday to you all. Yes, we're starting a little late. That's okay. We're here. You didn't think that we forgot about you. We didn't. We're here. I hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. We took a week off to celebrate, but now we're back. We got a lot to discuss. We have three people who have left Survivor since the last time we have spoken to you. We have a challenge winner that we need to talk about. And of course, we need to discuss CBS has released their mid-season lineup, a couple of new reality shows that we need to talk about. We got to talk about when the Amazing Race is going to be premiering. And we got to talk about the fact that Celebrity Big Brother is happening. Celebrity Big Brother with host Julie Chen-Moonves. That's right. There were doubters, but she's back in business. So we'll talk about all that and more before we do anything else, though, before we go on. Before I can continue, I need to say hello and good evening to my co-host and producer, Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, what's going on this evening?
Hello. I take the rap for us being late because I was in vacation mode and not even given a thought that this was Thursday and this was our night to be together, Allie. I totally forgot about you.
That's okay. You shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. I'm someone that shouldn't be forgotten, but that's okay. I forgive you. And
I agree.
We have so much to discuss, and as always, I want you to be a part of the conversation. You can do that in a couple different ways, actually. You can do that on our Facebook page, The Edge of Reality. You can also do it on Twitter. I am at Reality Allie. That's Reality A-L-L-I-E. Priscilla is at P-S-I-L-L-A. And, of course, you can get this episode of Edge of Reality as well as all of our others on our archives on blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. And, yeah, I mean, Priscilla, Survivor, since we have last spoken, we have had three people leave the game. And three interesting people. Even though, you know, you go into a double episode, and last night's episode was a two-hour one, and usually my thought process is always they make the two-hour episode ones. Those are usually the ones where at least the first one is kind of ho-hum. And I was completely expecting Angelina to leave. I really was. I really thought she was the person that was going to go. I thought, or maybe Allison. You know, I thought someone that was like, here we go. It's going to be unanimous vote. No big deal. Put it together with another episode, and this is how this works. But no, that wasn't the case at all. So let's jump back. Let's talk about some highlights. Let's start with Dan's elimination. Now, Dan's elimination was pretty special because we got to see the veto, the immunity idol nullifier in play for the first time. We got to see it in action. Now, Priscilla, when we have talked about this, we both said, hey, look, this is the first time that they're doing a nullifier. We don't expect it to be played correctly on the first time out. We've seen vote steals not being played correctly the first time out, and extra votes not being played correctly, and idols themselves not being played correctly for the first few times. So we were like, we had very low expectations of this, and yet it's first time out. It was played completely perfectly, and the person that they said was going to use the idol which was Dan, went home. So I feel a couple of different ways, Priscilla, and talk me through this a little bit. And in a way, I loved it. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it just like worked out super perfectly. And a lot of it was on the Goliaths because they talked a lot. They gave David a lot of information. Kara, who we'll talk about in a second, you know, her kind of she was pretty much the kingpin in Dan's demise. But, you know, I saw it and I was like, that's awesome. I'm so glad that this happened. It worked out perfectly. But man, you got to feel a little bit bad for Dan. He had no idea that this was coming. There's also no way to kind of stop it from happening. You know, it's kind of like, well, if you have it and you're going to play it, the only way that you can do in the future is like a misdirect. But you, if you have no idea that this is a thing and this has happened, there's no way to kind of, you know, you think you're playing an idol on yourself and you're good. So I felt kind of bad for him, but it was played so well. We saw a lot of things go down, and a lot of Dan going out was his own doing. So I can't feel too bad about it. What did you think about how this whole thing went down?
Oh, well, I totally agree. And, you know, we kind of talked about it before, you know, is Dan really the right person to get out? The way that it played out, I was good with it. I don't think that he was the smartest game player. I don't think that he should have been the priority to get out. But I'm really glad that finally they used something in the game to, you know, in a way that was kind of correct. I wouldn't say it was the correct time to do it, but I'm kind of glad to see something and an advantage that they've given in the game be utilized in the manner of what one was hoping it to do that used it. So I'm good with that. Like I said, I don't think Dan was the right person that at the time needed to have that happen to, but I think this week or next week would have been a better, I think they should have got other people out first, but like I said, I'm not rooting for anybody actually at this point in the game, but I do like that they're all playing the game.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with this, and I agree. Like it was Dan the biggest threat of the Goliaths? No, of course not. Of course not. But here's the thing: the Goliaths still had a person advantage. They had to do something in order to nullify that advantage, and they knew that Dan had an idol and that he was most likely going to play it himself. They also had Nick's vote steal, so they were able to, and something kind of cool that they did was that they kind of made Allison think that she was the one that was going to be voted out. And when they took her vote away, it was like saying, okay, I think they were weirdly hoping that Dan wouldn't use his, I don't know, but they took her out. They took that vote out. So everything worked out perfectly for the Davids to have an advantage. So I ultimately agree with you that, like, Dan wasn't the person that needed to go home. But at the same time, if you're a David and you want to remain David strong and you want to get out of Goliath, that was the only way that you were going to be able to get out of Goliath. And if it wasn't Dan, Christian had the most votes and Christian was going to go out. And the Davids didn't want to do that. And they, you know, for the Davids, and we talked about this a lot, the Goliaths we've seen kind of fall apart in terms of, you know, trusting each other and working with each other and all of that. The Davids have, until, you know, this upcoming episode, which we'll talk about, they really remained strong and they were willing to use kind of community property. They kind of put out all their advantages on the table and they said, okay, here we go. We're going to use them for the greater good of keeping all of the Davids in. So in that respect, I don't think that it's a bad play. But I agree with you that, like, if Dan didn't have the idol, I mean, the best situation would have been if somebody else had the idol, but that's not what happened. Dan had it, and they knew about it, and they they had to take advantage of the situation that was presented to them. So that's my thought on it.
Good. I agree. I mean, I'm really tickled. I'm sorry. I don't know how to word this. I'm just tickled that something was used in a way that worked out and it wasn't just a farce. That actually, you know, they give 20 different advantages during one season and none of them ever play out or make a difference in the game. This could have made a difference in the game. One will never know because if it was with timing or whatnot of the person they chose, but at least it worked.
I agree. I absolutely agree. I feel like, and I also felt like it was done in a way where, you know, Ghost Island, which happened last season, there was a time that I was on Advantage Overload, where I was just like so sick of seeing idols and advantages, and I was just like, I hate this gameplay. I hate this, like, well, I have this and I have that. And you would think a brand new advantage, an idol nullifier, I would be like, nope, I'm completely against this. But maybe it's because we haven't seen a ton of idols or seen a ton of idol play, or, you know, it hasn't been as big of a deal for me this year. But I was completely fine with the way that they used their advantages. I was, you know, happy that they did it. I absolutely agree with you that I was happy that it worked out. The advantages were truly advantages and not just like, here's a cool thing that I tried and failed at, you know, and that was good. That was good. And ultimately, you know, Dan's in the jury. And one of the other things about Dan, because I had the opportunity to kind of listen to some of his exit interviews and watch, or I mean, read his exit interviews. And he seems like the type of guy to me that he needed some chill out time. Like I think it's actually for the best for them that they put him in jury and they're giving him some days between when he was in the game and final tribal council. I think that he would not do well with being blindsided at like final five or final four. I think that he would be totally bitter. And, you know, I think it benefits them in the long run to have gotten rid of him as early as they did, because hopefully he'll have some days to decompress. That's what I get from him anyway. I could be completely wrong and I, you know, but that's my instinct for him. I mean, it's not always the best reason to get somebody out, but sometimes it's a good enough reason. You know, when you know someone's going to be bitter about it, get them out early, give them enough time to decompress before they, you know, before you see them again at tribal council, final tribal council, that is. So I think that's good. So let's move on. Oh, the last thing I wanted to ask you about with Dan was Kara. Give me a situation, Priscilla, where Kara needed Dan out this round.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why they were, especially Kara, because Goliath, you know, I'm glad that the Goliaths are being taken out and the underdogs, quote unquote, are like getting the numbers. Whether that lasts, I don't know, but I don't know why Dan was the chosen one.
I know why Dan was voted out by the Davids. I have no idea why Kara, because this could not, I'm of the belief, and maybe I'm wrong, but just looking at editing, I'm of the belief that they wouldn't have been able to put all of this together if it wasn't Kara giving them information. So Kara really set this in motion. The Davids took it and ran with it, but Kara really made this happen. And I see why this was the best move for Davids, but I don't see why this was ultimately a good move for Kara. You know, Dan would have been loyal to her till the very end. I know that he was annoying. I know that she felt that he was bad for her game because she didn't want them looking like a pair. But I just don't think that was the best move for her.
Well, in editing in the previous episode, she felt he was blowing up her game, not by being together, but by what he was saying, like they were together, or like he had control over. I don't know, but whatever it was, the editing led up to it with why she wanted to get rid of him. There again, we only see a few minutes of 24-hour period, or actually a several-day period. So I don't know. There, something must have happened other than what we've seen, but evidently he was hurting, in her mind, her game.
Right, and I get why she thinks that, but I don't think that that was a good call by her. I understand her logic, but I just don't think that that logic pays off. And this was a pivotal vote if they want to remain Goliath Strong, because she wants to ultimately end up Goliath Strong with the exception of Dan. If you want to remain that strong, you're not putting out a Goliath, even though it's someone that you're, you know, you're struggling with. That's my belief. I just don't think, I think the Davids made the right, correct decision, but I don't think Carr necessarily made the correct decision. Now, she's still in the game, and I feel good about her. Like, I feel like she's someone that could possibly get to the end. You know, I'm not calling it right now. I'm not saying 100% let's see her on the finals. But I feel like she's someone. She's making good relationships with the Davids. She's not a physical threat, so people aren't going to try to take her out because they feel like, you know, everybody feels like they can beat her in a challenge. She's social enough. You know, she's involved in strategy enough. I feel like she's definitely somebody that could go, you know, to the end in this game. And maybe if that's the case, we're looking back at this and going, yeah, now I get it. Now we can see why Dan was the right person for her to take out. But I do not think at this point in time, I don't think Dan was the right person for her to target at this moment. So that was my thought about that. Let's move on to this week and these two eliminations, starting with Alec. Alec going home. And we kind of, you know, we saw it, and it was interesting because we know that Alec had a social media post before the season started that spoiled, at least in CBS's mind, spoiled what was happening during the season. I thought about it all season long. Like, when is this guy going to get out? And I thought he was going out pre-jury, and then he made jury, and, you know, he was actually pretty decent at the game. And I thought to myself, oh my God, like, is he like a finalist and he's not getting to the finale? Well, he was able to do exit press. I heard him on my morning radio show this morning, but he's not going to the finale. He's not allowed to be at the finale. So, you know, that being said, let's talk about Alec. And let's also talk about this epic challenge, this epic immunity challenge that happened, where it was 5.5 hours at True Endurance. I say this all the time. I wish there was live feeds of it. I would be all about it. I would watch every single second of it. We get a True Endurance challenge, and we see this kind of battle, first between Gabby, Christian, and Alec. And, God, Priscilla, I want to like Gabby. I really do. I want to like her. I want to root for her. I want this to happen. It's hard, though. Do you find it hard? I find it hard.
I find you're annoying, actually.
I do too, which is the problem. I want to, because there's these moments of like, oh, she's a strong player. Oh, I kind of see what she's doing. But up there at the challenge, when she is crying and freaking out and kind of like saying, you know, this is my challenge and I should win this. And like, you know, why aren't you letting me win this? You know, that's what she was kind of, and crying and freaking out and all of this stuff. And I was just like, I can't, like, I just can't. I need her to not cry. I need that to happen. And she's not
we
giving that to me. So
but we always have a crier on the show.
We always have a crier, but it bums me out when it's a woman who, you know, has great strategic points, has, you know, great social game, is like great in competitions, and like this is like, but this is her thing. Like, she's a crier and a whiner and a complainer, and you're like, come on, can't you just be good at this game? Like, why is there additional problems? So when she went out, I was like as happy can be. Not because I thought that she was going out, because I knew, but it was just I just couldn't listen to it anymore. And then we had this battle between Alec and Christian, and it was wonderful. It was so fun to watch. Christian just saying, hey, I have like undivided attention here. I'm going to completely take advantage of it. I'm going to tell long ass stories. And I still don't quite get just the reason behind it. The ultimate reason behind it was he said, this is what's going to keep me focused. I need this. But clearly it had bothered Alec. And it definitely took him out. And Alec said in his interview, the one that I listened to this morning, that it definitely had an impact on him. Listening to Christian go on and on when he was trying to focus. So I'm very interested to see if Christian had, this was like a two-pronged attack. It was helping him focus and it was helping Alec not focus. So I was wondering if that was his intention. But it was hours of just going on and on about anything he wanted to say. And you know what? Weirdly, I kind of get it. If I were in an endurance, and I thought about this last night, if I were in an endurance competition, I don't know if I would be one of those people that would talk a lot or not talk at all. I'm not quite sure, like, how I would best focus. You know, like, would I be talking to, you know, kind of forget about the pain I was in? Or would I just be, like, completely silent and focused? And I just don't know what I would do in that situation. So I got it. I saw it. I thought it was lovely. And then I loved at the end. And you know, I saw some stuff on Twitter where they were like, oh, Alec, he kept on saying, I'm going to win, you're going to drop, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think that that was a bad thing. First of all, he was whispering it, and I think he was, like, pumping himself up. I don't think it was like a, you know, I hate you, I'm going to get you. I don't think it was like this egotist. I think it was more like him, like, pumping himself up. But that whole, I really need to win, you know, I need this immunity, you don't. And Christian looking at him and going, I know you do. I mean, so good. So good, Priscilla.
Yeah. I think he was playing.
I know you do. But I'm going to win this. Now, you know, Alec wrote Christian's name down. Like, Christian had absolutely no reason to let him win. You know, so he was like, I know you do. I know you need to win this. I know that I'm safe and you're not. And, you know, but I have to win this. Like, that's just the end of it. And I loved it. I kind of thought about it as, like, the season that Michaela was on and Michaela got voted out and she turned around and she, you know, that whole tribal where it's like, you did this? Like, you know, one of those where it just kind of, it was just Christian saying, I know you do, but I'm not going to let you. Like, I know you have to win this, but oh well, like, it's not going to happen. Because he wasn't rude about it. He wasn't disrespectful. He was very kind, but he was
right.
Just like, no, we're not, it's not going to happen. Sorry, man. Like, it sucks, but I'm not going to let this happen for you. And I just thought it was so good. I thought it was such a great moment. So I loved it. And Alec went home and unanimously. And I'm kind of glad, even though, like, I liked Alec on the show. He, you know, he wasn't the best player in the game. He wasn't the worst. He didn't bother me. He's a total bro, but he's not the total bro that's, like, annoying or terrible, you know. So it was okay. But I'm happy he left just because I don't have to think about, you know, well, when's this guy leaving? Because, you know, like, he spoiled it for himself. So I'm happy that that's, like, out of the way now, I guess, for lack of better terms.
And now,
I mean,
now you feel better. You don't have to worry about if he, you know, is in the final and if he's going to be invited or not. Now you at least know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's how I feel about it. And you know, do you think this was the best time to take out Alec, Priscilla?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this one was better timed than Dan going myself, but.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah, absolutely. So Alec goes, and you're like, unanimous, okay, here we are. And then we get into the second episode, and we see a couple things. First, we see Angelina kind of saying, hey, look, these Goliaths, they've wrote my name down one too many times. I'm with the Davids now. And you're like, okay, so Angelina flipped. That's cool. That's interesting. All right. Then we have the you know, kind of the setup of the structure where for the first time, Davids are outnumbering the Goliaths. And this is a whole new ball game. So we see that kind of coming into play. We see Nick getting an idol clue, and this clue is go to the tip of the island at night, wait till everybody's asleep, and go to the tip of the island where you can receive your idol. Now, let's just stop this and talk about this, because they seem to be doing something like this every season where it's like, you know, it's under your shelter, or, you know, take a boat in the middle of the night and get your idol. I think this is pretty lame. It's fine, but, you know, I just have a hard time believing that no one saw him leaving. I mean, maybe they edited it where it's like Allison's throwing up and she doesn't notice that he's gone. But I think anyone, how can you be sleeping that solidly that you don't notice someone leaving and, like, being gone for a long period of time? I don't know. I just don't necessarily buy that as a thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you do sleep that soundly, but I just can't imagine sleeping so hard on Survivor where somebody leaves for, like, a long period of time and you have no idea.
That many people sleeping that hard. Usually there's one out of the group. You know what I mean? And
right.
Yeah, and you're sleeping.
And Daisy knew.
I mean, it was day what, 30 or something like that. So I mean, at a certain point, you're exhausted. You're going to sleep. But I couldn't. I knew when I was traveling and I was in a different hotel every week. It's like the slightest little noise would freak me out. I couldn't. I didn't sleep at all. You know.
And just the idea that, you know. Everybody was sound asleep, but Davey was awake, and he kept lookout. But what is he keeping lookout for? Because of, like, someone wakes up and notices that he's gone. What is he going to keep lookout for? It was just a weird thing. But then it was like he left and he walked all the way to the and it seemed like it was a far walk, but who knows how far it was in reality. And then he got the idol. I thought that maybe we would I don't know. Maybe we would see a game. Maybe we would see a riddle. It just seemed like, well, here you go. Here's your idol. Thanks a lot, everyone. And that was it.
Now that you say that, that happened last night?
Because yeah.
I was watching Survivor, and now that you said that, I deleted it, not realizing I didn't watch the entire thing. I watched to the point where they found the clue, and I'm an idiot. I just deleted it earlier. Frickin' frack, I thought I watched the entire thing. I guess I'm going to have to go back on my Fire Stick and watch it.
So yeah, he runs and he gets it, and it's just like, here it is. Here's the idol. And then he runs back and he has it. And so Nick has an idol. You know, Christian has an idol. We're seeing this. It also frustrates me. I don't know if I wish at this point the foreshadowing of the women talking in the first episode about women never finding the idol. I almost wish that they didn't edit that out in, because it's like, you know, it seemed like, well, they're just foreshadowing another season of no women finding the idol. But, you know, it's kind of like, well, at least they understand that it's a thing, and they're just like, we don't care. Like, we understand that women don't find it, but we don't give a damn. Like, let's show you more guys finding more advantages. But, you know, this season, we are zero for like, I think it's 8 or 9 for women finding advantages or idols or anything, like, you know. So it's just, it gave me so much hope that maybe this year it would be different, but we have not gotten that. We have not gotten it. Here's the other thing that was interesting. Let's talk about Angelina's negotiation skills of getting this rice. Angelina decides that, and not Angelina, to be fair, it was a group decision, but they don't have a lot of rice yet left. They're going to go and they're going to negotiate with Jeff. And this negotiation seemed like, she was like, okay, first of all, she said in the negotiation, this is our starting offer, kind of like we're willing to give you more. Like, but I would have been like, this is our final offer. You know? Take it or leave it, Jeff. But she then proceeds to like promise like everyone's firstborn children, you know, the Hope Diamond, like everything that's ever been and ever was in Survivor. She like was like, we'll give you everything. We'll give you our sewing kit. We'll give you our fishing kit. We'll give you our chairs and our hammock. We'll give you everything if you just give us some rice.
Now, when she said give up fishing kit, I was like, these lazy asses can't go out and get your own damn fish. Come on.
Well,
you have
to be fair. To be fair.
No,
to be fair.
Fiver, you make it happen.
But no. To be fair, they have showed them fishing a lot and not getting any fish. So it's not like they haven't been trying.
Get it right.
Well, it's not like they haven't been trying. Now, they're saying, you know, give up. We're going to give up all of these things. And I would have left the fishing kit for last. I would have said, you know, we'll give you most of our pots and pans.
Like,
we'll give you our,
to me,
you know, our chairs and our hammocks.
Up on feeding themselves. That's how it came off to me. It's like, we're too lazy to go out and do that. Just, we'll give you all of our luxury stuff here. Just take it away. You know, feed us.
Yeah. And
I'm,
you know,
sorry,
when you
go out and do it myself, if I was on there and I was that hungry, I'd say
right,
F
but you know, but you have to understand that they tried and they didn't do it and they're still hungry.
They didn't try hard enough. And I only seen a couple of clips of them fishing, by the way, not a lot.
Well, but I've been reading the exit interviews, and they tried a lot more than a couple of times. It's not, you know, it didn't work out for them. And at this point, you have to make a decision, and you want food, and that's how that works. And, you know, like it or not, you know, Jeff said that they were giving people less rice because they want you to negotiate with them now. Like they like that. They're enjoying that. So they're giving less rice to begin with. And, you know, as someone who thinks that in Big Brother, the have-nots is like a ridiculous concept at this point. I also think like watching people starve is not like, I don't think it's like that huge of a thing. I know that it was initially the part of Survivor, but it's not like the part of Survivor that I care about the most. So like, I don't care if they have a bowl of rice a night. That doesn't bother me. Like, have a bowl of rice a night. Go for it. Like that. I don't think that the game is like interrupted or like.
Get a grip. It's Survivor. It's not like let's go and have a vacation and just have fun. It's got like Survivor.
But it's not. I mean, they're sleeping out. There's lots of other elements to it. They're living through rain and typhoons and all that kind of stuff.
You know, it's that bad. They take them off. They don't even make them tough it out. Come on. I'm not sure.
No, but I disagree. I just don't think in terms of like the game, I don't think that it brings, I'm thinking about it solely from the entertainment standpoint, from the fan perspective. I don't think that it matters if they have a bowl of rice a night. I don't think it changes anything for the game or for entertainment purposes. You know, I don't need that. So I don't personally care about it. Now, I bring this up because Jeff goes, you know, I don't care about any of that stuff. I want one of you to sit this immunity challenge out and, you know, risk not having immunity. I feel like that is less of a sacrifice than everything that they were going to give up. Like, he wanted this, and Angelina immediately was like, yes, and she wanted to do it to, quote unquote, build her resume, which no one is going to care at the end of the day if she sacrificed herself because she was never winning that immunity anyway. So, you know, I don't think it was a big deal, but I think that's way less. What he wanted was way less than what they were offering. So I thought that was a weird thing. Like, I was just like, okay, one person. Angelina was like, I'm it. I'm cool. That happens, and then they get rice. I was just like, no, I'll take everything away. I thought he was going to say, I'll take everything away, and I want someone to sit out. Okay, you know, but that's not what happened. It was very weird thing.
Well, he did take everything, and he wanted more.
Oh, he did take everything?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Like, he says, well, that's not enough. Somebody's got to offer up not. Yeah, no, they took all that. He said that's a good start, remember?
Oh, okay.
And then he said, so they did. He did take all that, and then he just wanted to have the end say, you know, last
right.
Day.
That would really make me feel better. But I also want to talk about the immunity challenge itself. They have to create a 11-letter word. They have 13 letters. This bothered me a little bit because Carl created an 11-letter word. His 11-letter word worked. It was an actual word. I know
correct.
It's not the word that they wanted, but it was an 11-letter word. So maybe they should have come up with an 11-letter word that, like, no other combination of letters could make that word. I don't know. I just felt that was kind of lame. It's like he did what they asked him to. You know, I maybe it wasn't the word that they had in mind, but he created an 11-letter word. He did it. I thought he did a good job with it. And something he brought up, again, in an interview, was that Jeff said his word out loud, and when he said it, it clicked with everybody. Like, they arranged the words in his own head. So not only did he create an 11-letter word, and he was correct. It wasn't like it reminded me a little bit of about the Big Brother spelling bee. It wasn't like, you know, a made-up word or a crazy word or anything. It was true. But he came up with it first, and then Jeff, like, screwed his game. So I didn't like that. I don't know. I feel like come up with an 11-letter word that no other letters can make another word. That was my pet peeve of the night. It bothered me. I'm fine with Carl ultimately going. That doesn't bother me, but it bothers me that he went out like that. I don't know. That's my thought. I didn't love that. For next time, Survivor, do an 11 letter word that no other no other combination of letters creates a word. Because his word also made sense in the Survivor landscape. You know, it wasn't like it was like I spelled, you know, ketchup. You know, like he, which is not an 11 letter word, but I can't think of one right now. But you know, he spelled a word that could be a Survivor word. So I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like it, Priscilla. I did not like it.
Well, I kind of have to agree with you. It was kind of dirty. It was kind of like, you know, what was the family member in the house kind of question on Big Brother. So, yeah, I'd agree a little bit.
That's still like, oh, that question. That question. Oh, my God. Nothing makes me angrier. It's like the number one reason that I want, like, Sharon is like, Big Brother 9 Sharon is like the person that I want to come back and to play the game again most for like that reason. Anyway, but yeah, I didn't love that. So Carl wins reward and gets drunk. First of all, this was pointed out to me on Twitter. They had like a million beers. They had a lot of beer at their disposal. So I, you know, they got drunk. That shot of him laying down, like drinking the beer with his eyes, like rolling back into his head, like great, great shot. You see him saying too much to Kara. And then you see him still, as I think Mike put out, half drunk, or Christian said, half drunk, laying on the hammock, giving orders to other people. Never a good look. Never a good look.
Hence,
yeah.
That's why if ever on a show like that, even like in Big Brother, there's no way I would ever drink alcohol and give myself loose lips. There's just no way.
No. Not only not drinking the alcohol, but also like, it's the laying down in the hammock, and anytime when you feel like you're calling the shots and acting superior. I mean, he was literally just pointing at people and saying, like, Allison's going home. That's what's happening. There's no reason why we need to talk about it. Allison's going home. And that was it. And he pointed at people and he was laying down in the hammock and he was drunk and that was the end of it. And it was like, yeah, no, that's never going to go well for you when that is happening. So
nope.
They set up a scenario now where Christian is like, well, I don't like the idea that Gabby is getting, you know, left out here. Even though Gabby wasn't the one that was going home, he didn't like the idea that Gabby was being left out of the votes, which was Carl's biggest mistake, by the way. I know he thinks that Gabby and Allison were super close, and they were. They are, but, you know, not staying David strong was the ultimate downfall in this situation. So they, you know, they set this up where, again, it's this 4-4 split, and the vote that breaks the tie is Mike White. Now, here's my thing about Mike White. If he was just a regular dude, if he was a lawyer, somebody that was not famous and like not rich, I would say he's going to win this season. He has been really strong. He has put himself in situations where he's breaking ties. He's making these decisions. He totally tried to get Christian out and everyone was blamed but him. And he's the one who started it. All this stuff happened. He has been completely fine. And I still feel like he's not going to win. But I also feel like, yeah, there's a good chance that he should win. And, like, it might end up bothering me if he doesn't win, if he continues to play like
he's
he
not,
does. Like, if he doesn't win, you don't think he's getting to Final Three?
God, no.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so either, but I think he's not getting to Final Three because of the money. I don't think it's because of anything else.
No. The majority of the time, I mean, Christian's already on to him because knowing he's an actor and all that kind of stuff. But how many times, more so than not, the ones that are in the middle swaying the vote back and forth, it doesn't bode well with them. At some point, they alienate one side or the other. So I do not see him.
Maybe, but I mean, at what point? At what point does he go out?
He might be the last Goliath to go, but
yeah.
I don't think so.
I think we see him finale night. I think he's top five.
I don't
think he goes in the next 3 weeks.
I do.
Interesting. But, I mean, so far, I think he's playing a really solid game. And, you know, I again, kind of like the Alec thing where I know something's off and I'm kind of like, well, I know he's this dude. And, you know, I don't think people are going to ever vote for him to win. So I'm just kind of waiting for him to leave. But I'm kind of like, well, he's playing great, you know, so. I don't know, but it was a solid job by him, last night. And David, so I'm going to ask you the same question about, you know, I asked the question about Goliath's getting rid of people. David's getting rid of, I mean, it wasn't all the Davids, but a couple of the Davids kind of deciding, yeah, we're going to get rid of Carl in this situation. What do you think?
It's been a big enough reason why David's wanted Carl gone, is the only thing that I can say. Not totally surprised, but a little surprised. Granted, other Davids now have more tricks up their sleeves to help them out with numbers, but I think that they should have waited one more vote to cut their numbers, especially when he moved.
Yeah.
Especially when they knew he would be loyal to them. My curiosity is going into next week about Gabby going after Christian.
Because that happened in the previews, I don't think that that's going to work out. Like, I just don't see it happening.
I think she goes home.
I think she goes home too. Exactly. I think she goes home too because of it. But yeah, I see her going in the next couple weeks. I see, you know, I don't think she makes it to Final Five, but I see that there's a lot of people still left in the game. We're down to 8. We have, I think, 3 more episodes left, including the finale, which is a multiple hour, you know, show. But I still see, like, I see a scenario where Nick can win. I see a scenario where Davey can win. I see a scenario where Christian can win. I see a scenario where Mike can win. I see a scenario where Kara can win. That's 5 of the 8 people right there where you can see them, where I can see them winning the game, which is kind of cool. You know, we don't always get that. We don't always get an ending where there's multiple people. You know, last year on Ghost Island, it was Dominic or Wendell. We had 2 choices and that was it. And it was a cool and interesting 2 choices because we got a final, we got a tie and we got, you know, this thing. But I like this better. I like the idea that with 8 people left, we can see like multiple people actually winning the game for different reasons. And I think that's fun. I think this is like a really, really good season. They did an excellent job of casting this season. It was really good. Do you see, I mean, of those five people that I just mentioned, do you see any of them, do you disagree with me that they, there's no way that they can win?
Which five were they?
I think there's a chance that Nick, Nick, Davey, Christian, Kara, Mike, those five people.
And they don't.
I think that there's a chance that they can win the game if they make it to final three. I think these are people that can win the game. The only people at this point that I think absolutely can't win the game, I don't think Gabby can win the game. I don't think Angelina can win the game. And I really don't think Dr. Allison can win the game. But I think there's five people left that if they make it to final three, they have a good shot at winning the game.
I don't think Kara would win the game.
See, I think Kara would win the game if she's up against two Davids, because there's going to be Goliath in the jury, and if they all decide that they're going to vote Goliath, Kara wins.
I don't think Goliath will vote that way because of the Goliaths that are already on the tribe. Of course, Dan should get Dan's vote, but because Dan probably doesn't even have a clue that Kara's one of the reasons why he's gone, because she's not that bright about that.
Probably so.
Unless people go into Ponderosa and talk about it.
I don't think the Goliaths will vote emotionally like that. I think they'll vote game.
I think that they won't. And look, I think Kara has done some things in the game. I don't think that she's a complete, you know, like, I don't think she's a goat. I don't think that she's somewhat, you know, I don't think that would be completely emotional, but I think that all the Goliaths going, wait a minute, this David and Goliath thing, and we're going to let a David win at the end of this? I just don't know. I don't know. And you could be right, but I'm not sure.
All they have to do is explain how Kara fried most of their gooses.
Well, right. But then she can say, yeah, I helped take you out. Like, that's part of what I did. And I was strategic, and I was social, and I wasn't a physical threat, and I did all these things.
So then on that point, if that happens, then they're voting on gameplay and they're not voting emotionally. I don't necessarily think that.
I agree. I'm not saying they're going to vote Kara because they're voting emotionally. I'm saying that they could vote for. I can see it happening.
I think
especially if she's up against two Davids, you know, or if she's up against Allison, I can see them voting for her without a problem. I mean, and Angelina, I can see him voting without a problem. I feel like Angelina's in final three. I don't see a situation where people want to vote her out at this point. I think she is the GOAT of the season. And it's interesting because how crazy as she was and how nutty as she was, I think that she could make a case for her winning. I don't think that case is going to be well received, but I think she can make a case for it.
Time will tell.
I don't see Gabby. I think if Gabby were to get to the final three, I just don't think that she would make her case well. I see her as someone that would like cry during final tribal and like fall apart. And that's a big part of it. You need to be able to talk about your game in a knowledgeable way and own your game and I just don't know if she would do it, but I think anyone else could. I think anyone else would be able to. So, you know, I'm excited by the fact that there's so many people left in the game that have a chance of winning. So it'll be cool. I do think though those bros are going to vote in a block. I think they're all going to vote the same. I think that Dan, John, Alec contingent, I think they're voting I think they're a voting block. I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't know. I don't know if Alec would. I don't know if he would. I mean, he would have to agree with it. I don't know if they'd necessarily do it all together as like talking it through kind of thing, but maybe.
No,
I think Dan doing whatever they want to do. Honestly,
yeah.
I don't give him much credit.
I agree. I think they make the decision for him, but I think they all vote together. So, well, it'll be interesting. We'll see. We only have a couple minutes left. I wanna talk a little bit about CBS announcing their mid-season lineup. We have Celebrity Big Brother coming January 22nd. Julie Chen is back hosting it. I'm very excited to see it. I felt fairly confident that she was coming back. I thought maybe there was an offside chance that she might take the season off and come back in the summer. I'm glad that she's back. I'm glad that she's doing this. And like Priscilla, you know, Big Brother, it ended just a few short months ago. I saw this and I was like ready. I was like, I need this to start tomorrow. I was excited for it. It never gets as crazy as it gets. And as half the time I like don't finish the season or I'm like bummed out by the end of the season where I'm like, eh, I'm like a new season is announced and I'm in. So I'm very excited about this. We obviously won't get the names of who's going to be on for like the week before. Remember last season where you swore you had the names of the leaked and they were completely wrong? That was amazing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
we'll believe it when we see it. But,
yeah.
I was so excited when they just announced it. I was all about it. Hey, Amazing Race. We're not going to see that until the end of May.
What the F?
Not until the end of May. I thought for sure they were going to do the same thing they did last year, which was put it on in between the two Survivor seasons. I mean, it's the perfect time. They got great ratings last time, a Wednesday night slot. Like, it was really good. In the winter, like, it was just perfect. And no, they're not doing that because Celebrity Big Brother is going to be on. That's one of the nights that Celebrity Big Brother is going to be on. So they're opting to do that instead. And, you know, I still think that they could have put Amazing Race on the Wednesday night and moved Celebrity Big Brother around to different nights. But, you know, it's not coming back until the May 22nd. So we'll have that to look forward to. And at the same time, I'm kind of good with that because that's like May is a quiet month between when Survivor ends and Big Brother begins. So we'll, that will be okay. I'll be okay with that. Couple new shows. World's Greatest, it's a talent competition, an international talent competition show. That is getting a post-Super Bowl debut. So they have so much faith and confidence in this show that they are putting it on after the Super Bowl, which is going to be crazy. And Drew Barrymore is one of the judges. Drew Barrymore.
What was that? Our thing cut in. I didn't hear what you said prior to that. What kind of show is it?
It's an international. It's like America's Got Talent, except it's international. It's called World's Best. So they're going to go head to head, as we talked about. America's Got Talent is going for a winter season, or I guess technically a spring season, which I don't know. I don't love that move. They dominate the summer. Why not keep it in the summer? But they're moving it to the winter, so we'll see how the ratings are impacted. But they are doing a World's Best, and Drew Barrymore is one of the judges. I don't know. I just find that very intriguing. So will I watch it? Yes. I will watch at least one episode. Well, I watched somebody on Twitter ask me the other day if I was going to watch The Masked Singer, which is on Fox. And I'm like, which is a competition where someone in a mask sings a song and they're like a celebrity. They're like an actual professional musician. They're like, are you going to watch that? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I will. I will watch at least one episode and maybe three episodes, which is my standard rule. Yes, I will watch it. Don't you worry. Another show that is going on is the mile, where it's like a mile long obstacle course, and somebody super famous is hosting it, and I can't remember who it is because all I can think about is Kevin Hart, which is not right because he did the CBS show, the terrible CBS show during the summer. And it's not The Rock because The Rock is doing a show on NBC starting in January, which I will also watch the hell out of. But it's someone else. So there we go. But it's a obstacle course show. They're starting to figure that out. That, you know, American Ninja Warrior is a thing, and they're starting to kind of do their own take on American Ninja Warrior, and I'm here for it. I really like American Ninja Warrior. I like Spartan Race when they had that. I like some of these other competition reality shows that focus on obstacle courses. So I'm in for that. I will watch the heck out of that as well. So I'm excited that CBS is trying out some new things. Hopefully something will stick. Hopefully, you know, there's something that will work out for them and they'll get some
use.
Is
this something that Les had started, or is this something somebody else has come up with?
I'm sure it was in production when Les was still there. You know, these things take a while to be in production, but you know, it's kind of like they CBS is the trio of reality shows that they have are you know, they're big shows. Amazing Race, Survivor, Big Brother, they're big shows. And, like, why not attempt to get another one there? And it's been a long time since they've made an attempt, and it's been a long time since they've had a show that is done well in the reality genre. So, you know, why not give it a try? World's great. We'll see. I mean, there's you know, there's celebrity judges, there's celebrity hosts. Should be interesting. You know, I don't know how I'm going to feel about it because I don't watch America's Got Talent. I'm not a huge talent show person, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I will watch them all, Priscilla. That one thing is for sure, that I will watch them all. One last thing before we go, Great Light Fight, you know, it's a little show on ABC. It's only on for a couple weeks every year. But I dig it. I dig it. I never agree with they have someone come out and judge for Christmas displays, and the winner gets a $10,000 prize.
Speaking of which, you're talking about the ABC show, you know, with the lights. Did you hear somewhere over here in Ohio, one of the families that was on, I don't know, the last season, the season before that, the neighborhood has complained so much about the extra traffic and they have fined them so much money. They've started a GoFundMe page to pay for the funding and extra like police and stuff and all that kind of stuff to keep it safe. I was like, they've been doing it for 15 years, and the show must have escalated it to where so many people come and drive, and the whole neighborhood's complaining about it, so the city has put fines on them and everything.
I believe it. I believe it. And
I think it's supposed to be lightened up.
I've read a lot about that show and how, you know, there's a lot of staging that goes on there and, you know, whatever, and it's not the most real of the reality shows, but, you know, it's fun, and I like a lighting display, and I never agree with the judges. I don't think once have I agreed with the judges on who wins. But, you know, I'm here for the Christmas spirit, so why not? So if you want something to watch, you're not watching the Voice Live shows like I've stopped watching, you know. That's a good thing to watch instead. Anyway, we got to go, but next week, we got to talk some. We'll see what happens. Christian gets out next week? I doubt it. Gabby gets out next week? More likely. And maybe not Gabby. Maybe not Gabby. Maybe Gabby's eight. Maybe someone completely different. Maybe Mike goes out. Who knows? We'll discuss it. We have to also discuss, and we'll leave it to next week. We got to discuss the challenge. We got to discuss how that goes down. We got to discuss the reunion show. All of it.
I'm
we'll discuss
sure,
that
I
next
need to,
week.
I watched it live. I need, or during a while it happened, I need to go back and rewatch the challenge. I'm glad we didn't talk about it tonight because there's so many things that are going through my mind with it.
Yeah, there's so much to talk about in just how the whole thing went down. And, of course, you know, we called it. We called not necessarily the winner, but we called that they would not split it. And so, you know, I don't think that we'll ever see. I think in this format, we've now seen Johnny take all the money and Ashley take all the money. I don't think we'll ever see a format where they split the money. I think that someone will always take it because now there's precedent. Now it's like it's happened twice and like the world has still like kept on revolving. You know, I don't see a situation at this point where they end up splitting it at the end. Not in this format, not when they're rivals. Maybe if it was like a showman season or there's another season, there was another thing where they weren't rivals. But I think in a rival season, if they were doing this, I think the one person always takes the money. That's what I think happens. So we'll get into that a little bit more. we'll talk about that a little bit next week. Cause I think they kind of, now they have precedent for it. I just don't see like two rivals going, nah, you know, we'll share it. I don't think that happens. Now,
I do see it happening. I did not see it happening with Ashley, though. And I look for Ashley, and no matter how big she talked during the reunion show, I do see her having a breakdown from it all because she's not mentally stable.
I think that it's going to be hard for her. I think that I'm sure there was some backlash about it, which I don't love, you know, just from a perspective of, you know, Ashley, I know that you disagree with me on this, but I do think Hunter would have taken the money too. I don't think, and because Ashley's a woman, she's going to get more backlash for it. It's just the fact. And that's not cool. You know, Johnny got very little backlash when he did it to Sarah. And, you know, Sarah was rewarded by never being asked to be on the challenge again because of something completely different. But, you know, she never had a chance to, like, you know, rectify the situation. You know, I think Ashley's going to get a lot more backlash because she was a woman doing it. And you're right. I think that it's going to be hard for her to kind of take in. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see where that goes. But I think
she tries to be something or somebody, I think, different than what she really is. And most of the challenge people are like that. It's like they have
sure.
to have this hard, like, that's going to make a name for myself. And, you know, I'm getting old enough now. If I was that age, I don't know. I still don't think I would have done it because I'm older and have more values of treating people like shit like that. But at a certain point, I like the challenge. I don't necessarily like the way they treat each other. They can do the challenge without promoting that kind of stuff. Sometimes they go overboard, I think. And each time that they go overboard, they keep pushing it to the next level to where it's starting to get disgusting in some instances. I still like the challenge. At some point, I might say enough's enough. I haven't done that as of yet, but it's coming.
I feel like we need to step away. We've seen the rivals thing. I think we need to step away from it for a while. I would like to see another team one or another. You know, I kind of weirdly like when they compete as individuals. It's not weird. It's just I like that too. I'm done with this kind of formatting of it, this particular like rivals you know, like, I hate.
They're promoting hate. They're promoting violence in some situations. And even though they say they don't, like when Corey got ejected off of the show because of it. And Corey feels no remorse either, by the way. He still didn't at the reunion. Even though he says he apologized. I agree it wasn't an apology. When they don't think they did anything wrong, each time they do the next thing that's further into it, it's not going to get any better. I don't see it getting better at all. And if you notice, Real World was getting that way, and they've really cut back on Real World. I know that one is started or getting ready to start, if I'm correct.
Well, what they did was they canceled Real World completely, and now it's coming back in, on Facebook. I mean, it's not going to be on MTV. It's coming back on Facebook Watch.
Right.
So, you know, they ended up canceling it. The fighting and stuff like that doesn't necessarily bother me. I know that people think it goes too far. I feel like MTV, you know, sets it up like that, and then unfortunately what happens is somebody takes it too far and then they don't have them on the show again, and then it's kind of like, well, you know, you wanted me to be this person and then I was this person and you punished me for it. So that I don't love, because they encourage people to be
right.
terrible, and then when they're too terrible, then they kind of dismiss them. And, you know, to think that someone knows what that line is, we've seen it time. Look at Camilla. You know, look at some of these people that have not been asked back. Like, they clearly don't know what the line is. So, you know, to think that they do is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Well,
so
because they think that it's ratings, and it probably does result into ratings, because kids are always going to watch that stuff. But if you had a kid, how would you feel about, I mean, it's a kid's show. Like, MTV is a younger generation driven show. Even though it came around when we came out, we still watch it. But would you want your around letting know that it's okay? It's okay to do it, but yeah, we're going to slap you on the like temple just a little bit and not make any ramifications on changing it. I don't know. I just think they keep driving it the way that our society is right now into this violence and shit like that. It's just crazy to me.
But I wouldn't want my kid on any of this stuff. I mean, let's be real. I wouldn't want my kid on The Bad. I wouldn't want my kid on anything. That's beside the point.
I'm not saying on it. I'm saying watching it.
I think
we can put it in perspective, but the kids is all they see on TV. At some point, it's like it's not TV to them like it is to us, because we can separate the two. It's like the real thing. It's okay to do that in everyday life.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I quite subscribe to that as a thing. I feel like that, you know, MTV, when you know, they cast a bunch of people that want to become famous, and it's hard to watch sometimes, because they can impact the rest of their lives well after, you know, their time on the show is over, and that's like the hard part of it. But I'm okay with what happened this season in terms of, like, I don't need to see another Rivals for a really long time. I don't need that. But I also, more importantly, more than, like, the, you know, what children are watching, I just don't love all the twists and turns that they've put into the game. Like, I hate the fact that out of all of the finale teams, there was only one that had been there from the very beginning. I just hate that. I hate that idea. Like, I just hate that people were able to, like, come and go multiple times and still make it to a finale. And I understand that that's part of the dynamics of the game, but I just hate that, you know, because I was rooting for Joss and Sylvia for that very fact, and no one should ever root for Joss and Sylvia. Yet I was, because I was like, well, they made it. They made it. They were in that house. They were in every single challenge. They made it through and made it to the final and did this. Like, you know, I hate that part of it. So that's the thing. But we'll see. I will watch that. I will watch the challenge as long as they will have me. I will watch it. It's it's just the challenge be the challenge. And, you know, I'm also going to watch this season of X on the Beach, which starts in December. I'm going to watch the hell out of that too, which in some ways is worse than the challenge because they're doing the same thing as they do in challenge, except they don't make any money at the end of it. They're not getting money. This is not a competition show. It's just a bunch of people going on a show. And they still do the same things that they do on the challenge. Sure. But at least on the challenge, they're doing it for money. I don't know. That's why I've never fully gotten in, like, understood The Bachelor, where I'm like, all these people, you know, they're not getting any money from this at the end. Like, what are they doing to themselves?
Yeah, no, I watched the first few episodes and I didn't finish the last season. I doubt I watched this season. It's lame to me.
Yeah. No, I will. Come on. Oh, half the OTT cast is on it. Half the Big Brother OTT cast is on it. Are you kidding me? I am watching it. I just thought, you know.
I didn't watch OTT either because I thought they were lame, so.
No. No. Don't even talk about OTT like that. Don't even discuss OTT like that. I can understand the challenge because there's a money factor. And Are You the One? Yes, they all win money at the end if they win, but they all split $1 million between 22 people. They said at the reunion, it's like $40,000 before taxes. They're like, all of that craziness, they're going to get like $20,000 for. Like, yeah. they're doing a lot worse. That's like a pet peeve. I know we're wrapping up. This is the bonus coverage of tonight, but this is like my mom's like number one pet peeve about watching a game show on like the game show network. When a lot of the shows that come on now, the winnings are like, you know, you can win like $5,000 and you have to split it among four people. And it's like, what the hell kind of game show is this? You're not making enough money for this. I feel you. I completely agree with her. I don't know why people would do that.
I don't either.
I question that part of it.
They're trying to extend their 15 minutes afterwards.
Oh, of course. That's exactly what they're trying to do. But, you know, I always question it. I mean,
it's getting so bad. I have pretty much unfollowed the majority of people on Instagram. Their Instagram isn't used. I don't think it ever for like stars. It's never really been used for anything other than.
Of course.
Make someone-
yeah. I don't, I never follow any of them. So. Yeah. Yeah. You don't, you have to leave it on the show. Just kind of like Big Brother. You have to leave it on the show. You can't have it. Yeah. You can't bring it into real life. I kind of like Real Housewives too. I kind of feel that way about where it's just like, yeah, no, like you could be crazy on the show, but when you're crazy in real life, I'm like, no, I don't know. Thanks. No, thank you. So I follow very few people because of that. Absolutely not. Yeah. Just, you know, Don't do it. Anyway, we have to go. Next week, we will talk a lot more. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Good night, everyone.
Night, everyone.